We're up to Chav Tesamit Vezetap. Vahani b'nei Kunasin into all of these psulim, do they then get a knas? Right? Why not? V'amai ikri kan v'losi ala isha, isha haru'u yalab. Right? Why don't we say, why don't we darsh in the pasuk that only in a case where by onus, where she could be his wife and he can't divorce her, then we're makayim the rest of the parasha of knas. But where it's impossible for her to be his wife, like in the cases of the Mishnah, she's a mamzeres or nesin, whatever, his sister, whatever. So then, since you can't be makayim that, you're not, the whole parasha doesn't apply, and she doesn't get a knas either. Why don't we learn that drusha? We'll see later on that there is a Tana who does learn that drusha, but our Mishnah doesn't. Rish Lakish said, because there's a ribui. Ein achinami. If it wouldn't be for a ribui, we would learn velosi of the isha. This whole parasha only applies where the woman could marry him. But if she can't marry him, then it doesn't apply. But there's a special ribui. What's a ribui? Nara hana'ara. Three ribuyim. Okay, look at Rashi. Tosus learns a little bit differently, but Rashi learns like this. Mara asks, v'ama yeshlem knas l'naros psulos. Ikri kana masnisa makshi. It's asking on the Mishnah, right? Why don't we say, going back now to the Mishnah, why don't we say that these women don't get a knas altogether? Hoki garsinan, nara hanara. Ba'onis ksiv, ki motse ish nara besula. Uksi basrein, right after that it says, v'nosan ha'ish ha'shochiv imo la'avi hanara. V'darshina nara yisera. It should have said, la'aviha. Why did after the ASN say Laviha Nara? It could have left out Nara. Okay? So the fact that it says Hanara, the whole word Nara is extra. It couldn't have written Nar without a hey, because it does that in other parshios. And you read it Nara, but it's written Nar. So the hey is extra, the whole word Nar is extra, Nara, and the hey in the beginning, Hanara. So it's three ribuyim. So the hey is Sarah, the Hanara, the Matsil Nikna Velas Laviha. So the Gemara says, one chad legufei, one for itself. The chad lasuye chay ve'lavin, and one to tell me even where the woman's osur to him, but a lav, still they get a knas. Even if he can't marry her, she's osur to him with a lav, still you get a knas. The chad lasuye chay ve'krisas. Once you have one ribui, the second ribui goes one step further. Even where she's chayiv kares, still there's a knas. Rapapa Omar Besula Besulos Habesulos. Right? He learns from a different ribui. In one second we'll see that they both learn from both of them. Okay, so where it says Rashi, Chad Legufei Lekshera. First one comes to tell me that a regular woman gets a knas. The second one comes to tell me even a pusle woman who's only Chayve Lavin gets a knas. And the third one comes to tell me even a pusle woman who's Chayve Krisis gets a knas. What's not included is Chayve Mises Bezdin. There is no knas. We'll see. Besula, besulos, ha besulos. Rav Papa says, no, we don't learn it from the extra word nara. We learn it from the word besulos. Bimefate ksiv. The first one was by onus. This one's by mefate. Ksiv, v'yifate ish besula, ukro achrina basrei, kesef yishko kemora ha besulos. Umotzi lemichtav kemoar besulos. Hot class. It could have said moar besulos. So therefore, what's it called? We see again three extra things, right? The darshin and heyisera ubesulos the matzil mifta kemoar v'lishto kemoar. Going back on what it said before, so the whole word besula is extra. The fact that it says besulos is extra, and habesulos the hey is extra. So again, three things. So chad legufei, want to tell me that a kosher woman gets a knas by mefuta. Chad la'asuya chay ve'lavim, one to tell me that even chay ve'lavim, v'chad la'asuya chay ve'krisis. So it looks like now there's machlokes, Reish Lakish, and Rav Papa, whether we learn it from the extra word and letters of Nara in by onus, or the extra words and letters by besula, by mefata. Rav Papa, my time below, I'm a Reish Lakish. Why didn't Rav Papa say like Reish Lakish? Learn from the ribui by onus, right? Because he needs that one of the extra things for Abaya, so he can't learn all three things from there. Dom Rabaya, bo aleho meso potter. If he raped her, and then she died. So he's potter from a knas. From that extra nara, we learn she has to still be alive. That he's still the father of the nara. She's dead. She's not a nara anymore. She's dead. Reish Lakish, my time below Mekarav. But why didn't Reish Lakish learn from Pesula by Mafate? Ahumi Boyle Gzeirah Shavah. He needs that extra word Pesula for Gzeirah Shavah. The Tanya. Kesef Yishkol Kemora Pesulos. Shehezu Kemora Pesulos Umor Pesulos Kazeh. Right, that we learn from here that the Suba is also Shkolim. Just like over here it says, Kesef, how much Kesef? Yishkolim. So over here, what's it called by Mor HaBesula is also what's it called, also Shkolim. Rashi. Ahumi Boyele, Ahu Nara. Hadalok Shiva Nosan Lavia. Why didn't it say Nosan Lavia? Why did it say Nara? Mi Boyele Lechrabaya. Shimlo Hispiko Av Lahamido Bedin At Shemesa Potter. They didn't have the gzar din until she died, then there's no knas. La'avi hanara mashma she kayemes. She's only a nara, she's alive. She's not dead, she's no nara anymore. Miboyle gzereshova, besula dechsiv gabay mefata, miboyle gzereshova. Besula gzereshova. Ma kesef ha'omr ba'onish, chamishim. Av mefata chamishim. We learn from here, mora besulos means just like by onis. There's what's it called Chamishim Kesef, and by Mefata it doesn't say Chamishim, it says Kesef Yishkol Kemora Besulos. We learn that just like over there it was 50, over here it's 52. Uma Mefata Shkolin Dechsiva Yishkol Av Chamishim Shalom Shkolin Komer. And we learn that the Kesef Yishkolim, the amount of Kesef we learn from Onis to Mefata, and the type of Kesef we learn from Mefata to Onis. Okay. Kimora Besulos, Chamishim Kesef, Hamafuroshim, B'ma'anis HaSapsula. Mora Besulos is going on the 50 Kesef that you give by Onis. And that same 50 is by Mefata from the Gzeirah Shavah. And the same, currency of Shkolim, we learn the opposite way. Okay. Sheheze Chamishim Kimora Besulos. Umar Besulos, you Shkolim Kazet. So he needs it for that, can't use it for Chayvi Lavim and Chayvi Krisos. V'reish Lakish Nomi Boylech Rabaya, V'rav Papa Nomi Boylech Zereshova. L'chora, each of them also learned those drushes. So, how did they learn these extra words? They need it for the Zereshova, and they, by Besula, and they need it for the Limud that Nara, but if she's dead, not, by Nara. So, l'chora, how does each one learn his drushes? Ela Shisa Kroiksive. They both learn it from all the words. There's six extra words. Three Besula, three Nara. Nara, Nara, Hanara, Besula, Besulos, Habesulos. Tre Legufayu. Two of them you need to tell me that a kosher woman gets a knas. Had a mention. Right, that she gets a knas. Chad Lechad Abaya. One of them you need to tell me the halach of Abaya, that if she's dead, there's no knas. Vechad Legzereshova. And one to tell me the Gzereshova, that it's Chamishim and Shkolim. So that's how many are left. Aisule Tre. So there are two left. Chad Lasui Chayvi Lavim, Chad Lasui Chayvi Krisis. And one comes to tell me that even by Chayvi Lavim, there's still a Knas, even though she's not Roy to be his Isha. And one tells me even by Chayvi Krisis. So in Echanami, they both learn all the Ribuyim. They're not arguing on each other, they're just, each one's telling us another part of the limud. Okay, Rashi. Chad Gzereshova, the Tehi Mufna Mitzarecha, the Lemeda Memenu, and one side is free, we don't need that pasuk, right, and therefore Gzereshova, that's Mufna Mitzarecha, where one of the sides didn't have to say that word at all. Don't need it for anything else. That Gzereshova we learn from. But if both words are necessary for other drushes, then we don't learn Gzereshova from those words. No, in Chanami, but maybe it's only the amount. There's two things. There's the currency and the amount. So it's not, maybe it's not the same amount of money, but it's the same not the same denomination, but whatever denomination that kesef is, it's 50 of them. Like that. Right? All here the Torah just said, what's it called? Chamishim kesef. Didn't say what denomination. Here it said shkolim. So, just like over here, it's 50 of whatever denomination it is, it's 50 shkolim over here. And just like over, that's in the second thing, and just like over there, it's shkolim, over here it's also shkolim. But if you wouldn't have the gzereshova both ways, I would say, you always have to pay 50 of whatever denomination you're paying. By onus, it's 50 shkolim, and by mafata, maybe it's 50 zuz, whatever.
And all other denominations are artificial.
Why?
Denomination that's in the Torah.
Well, the Esrim Geira HaShekel, so maybe it's 50 Geira. Could be. There are other amounts in the Torah. Okay. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on. So now we know why our Tana holds that Chayve Lavim and Chayve Krisis are Chayve and Knas, even though he can't marry her, but there's a Ribuy, two Ribuyim, one for Chayve Lavim, one for Chayve Krisis. Lafuke Mehaitana. And this is not like the following Tana. Right? That which our Mishnah says, that these women get a knas, is not like the following Braisa. There's a Braisa that holds it, Sulim don't get a knas. Titania, Velosia li Isha, Shimon Atemoni Omer, Isha Shieshbo Havaya. It has to be a woman that you could marry. But if there's no marriage with that woman, like Chayve Krisis, right? You can't marry your sister. You're not only not allowed to do it, there's no, what's it called, that you can't create a marriage. So if a man marries his unmarried sister, right, she goes then and gets kedushin from somebody else, she's married to the other person, because there never was a marriage to her brother. Reb Shim ben Menashe omer isha ha-re'uya l'kayma. Reb Shim ben Menashe says, lo siya li'isha, it has to be a woman that you're allowed to continue being married to. Mara's going to say in one second what the nafka mina is between the two things. But bottom line, if it's a woman that's usher to you, then there's no knas. But our Mishnah holds not like that. Our Mishnah holds, as long as the isser is a lav or kares, there is a knas. My binayu, first of all, what's the difference between Shimon HaTemoni and Reb Shim ben Menashe? Om Reb Zeira, mamzeres unesina ika binayu. Mamzeres unesina are chayve lavim. And by chayve lavim, we hold that there is kedusha. So she is, what's it called, isha sheyesh lo havaya. You could marry. If you marry Manzeris, you're over an Isser, but the marriage is a marriage. She needs a get. So according to Reb Shimon HaTemoni, that Isha Shiyesh Bo Havaya, she would get a Knas. But according to Shimon HaMsuni, that what's it called, Shimon Ben Menashe, that it has to be a woman that you're allowed to remain married to, you're not allowed to remain married to her. That would be the Nafkamina. The man domri Yesh Bo Havaya, honomi Yesh Bo Havaya. According to the one who says it depends on being able to affect a marriage, you could affect a marriage with a mamzeres and a sina. But Lamaisa, she's still also, you're not allowed to remain married to her. Where it says, Rabbi Akiva, the Omer ain't kedushin tosin b'chai ve'lav in my binayu. According to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that there's no kedushin b'chai ve'lav in either. Right, Rabbi Kiva learns that even Chayvei Lavim you can't affect a marriage. So you can't marry a mamzeres and a sin. Not only aren't you allowed, you can't. There's no marriage. And you get malchus for trying to. Okay, called Moslav Rahman Lo Savid, Yovid Lo Mahani, according to there, and Lamaisa was according to everybody, and you can't affect anything, but you're over for trying. That's allowed. So, what's it called? So, besides over there, you're over only if you live with them, not for the marriage itself. You're over for the bia. Okay. Samara says, so then if that's the case, what's the difference between them? And Rashi will explain that the question is only according to one of them, because the other one surely doesn't hold Rabbi Akiva. But the one who could hold Rabbi Akiva, what's an afkamina? Right? He could be nayu amon lekoin gadol, karebi simai. The difference would be an amon lekoin gadol, and only according to Reb Shimoi, in Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, Reb Shimoi Omer, min hakol os Rabbi Akiva mamzerim, since there's no kedushin, so everything according to Rabbi Akiva is like a chayve krisis. So since there's no kedushin, the child's a mamzer, even from chay ve'lavin. Chutz mi amon lekoin gadol. Amon lekoin gadol shari omra Torah lo yikach v'lo yichalel. Chilulin who also they know some mamzerim. But what's it called by amon lekoin gadol? There is no mamzeris. Memela there is kedushin, even according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Simoi. So that would be the nafkamina. Here's a case, even according to Rabbi Akiva, where chay ve'lavin there is havaya, but you're not allowed to remain married to her. Well, Rabbi Yosheva of the Omer Bov and Tzaveach al Akiva ben Yosef show you Omer calls she ain't lo bi of Yisrael avlad mamzer. According to Rabbi Yosheva, Rabbi Akiva held that every iser, what's it called, every lav, even a monol kohen gadol, is a mamzer. The male there is no kedushin. So then, what's the nafkamina between if you could marry her or you're not allowed to keep her? According to Rabbi Akiva, they're all the same. Wherever you're not allowed to keep her, you can't marry her. My binayu, he could binayu, chai ve esay. The nafkamina is, even according to Rabbi Shevov, chai ve esay are what's it called, mitzri vadomi. Right, those aren't included. Only where there's what's it called, where there's a lav. That's where Rabbi Shevov holds, Rabbi Akiva holds every single lav is like chai ve krisis, there's no kedushin. But a chai ve esay, like mitzri and adomi, it doesn't say a lav there, it just says dor shlishi yavol lohem. So that's a chai ve esay. There, what's it called? Rabbi Akiva didn't make mamzerus. Rashi. Ul Rabbi Akiva domrei kedushin tosim v'chai ve lavim biyavamos bacholets bibraisa hamarzik rushoso. Rabbi Akiva omer ein lo ba kedushin. Even marzik rushoso, where the Torah says lo yuchal bay lo harishon lakach lashuv lakach do, it's a lav. There's no marriage. You can't do it. It doesn't affect the marriage. My binayu mishum Reb Shimon Menashe koparichla. So Rashi says this only is a kasha on Reb Shimon Menashe. Why? The ilu Shimon hatemani shaminin lebiyavamos the poligalei Rabbi Akiva. Shimon hatemani, the Gemara says in Yavamos beferish, does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. You can't say, well, if they hold like Rabbi Akiva, what are you going to do? Because Shimon hatemani vadali doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Only Shimon ben Menashe could hold like Rabbi Akiva. He's the bar plugs of Rabbi Akiva that only chayve krisis are ainbo what's it called havoyik. El of Shim ben Menashe kabo inimla. More is asking if Shim ben Menashe would hold like Rabbi Akiva, then what's the nafkamina? What he says that it ain't what's it called? We don't let her remain. Every case we don't let her remain, there's no havaya. So what's he arguing on Shimon HaTemoni? Ishvor like Rabbi Akiva, my ikah bein hamashmausa the tia loshin kiyum lemashmos the Shimon HaTemoni. Inami mashma le Rabbi Shimon Menashe loshin havaya imitala. Mashum him that's coming to Maida Mamzer. According to that, there's no nafkamina if he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Al mona koin gadol, the molder bar Rabbi Akiva shekedushin tosin laba. According to Rav Simoi, Rav Simoi holds that al mona koin gadol, even though it's a lav, is an exception to the rule. And even Rabbi Akiva holds you could affect a kedushin with an amon lekoin gadol. Why? The aval pishu kalav krab simoy v'adin grusha lehedit min hakol kol anolodim mechayvi lavin lo yikach v'somech le lo yichal zaro midin kahuna hu mechal lo v'lo shem mamzeri aleihem. Tos says a long thing. It's mashal from this gemara that wherever there's no kedushin, that's where there's mamzeris. But if there would be kedushin, then there's no mamzeris, that they go together. And therefore, if there's no mamzeris, then there has to be kedushin. That's just clearly what the Gemara seems to say. Okay. Bov and Tzaveach Akiva ben Yosef shemar b'mamzerim b'Yisrael chinam. Right. So Rabbi Shevov said that he understood Rabbi Akiva to hold that in every case of iser, there's no even amon l'koin gadol. There's what's it called mamzeris. Shehu Omer Kol Shein Lo Bia B'Yisrael Habal Isha Shein Lo Ba Heter Bia Havlad Mamzer Afil Amon LeKoin Gadol Nami. So we have the same question. So what's the nafkamina between Isha ra'uya l'kayma and Isha sheyesh lo havaya. Every woman that's not roy l'kayim, you don't have havaya in, according to Rav Yeshayahu. Mara says, no, that's not true. There's exceptions, even according to Rav Yeshayahu and Rav Akiva, is chayve esi, mitzri v'adomi. So shlosh adoros. In the first three generations, you're not allowed to marry a mitzri and adomi. Tchsiv dor shlishi yovol lohem dor sheni lo, v'lav habo mechlal asei asei. And he, what's it called? And a lava b'mechlal asay is an essay, not a lav. So here, even Rabbi Akiva would hold, it's only where there's a lav is there no kedushin, and memelev is mamzerus. But where it's only an essay, they're not, and that will be the nafkamina according to Shimon Hatengmani. The what's it called? There is kedushin, so they wouldn't be excluded from knas. And according to Shimon ben Menasya, Lamaisha, you're not allowed to remain married to them, so according to him, there isn't any knas.